financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Aviation experts are saying that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the Azerbaijani plane crash yesterday in Kazakhstan. 38 people killed, dozens more survived. Investigators are examining the flight data recorder. ABC's Inez de la Quintera.
A really miraculous thing that they were able to walk away from this unharmed, some of them. We spoke to an aviation expert who says that speaks to just how great the pilots did, that they were able to land the plane in such a way that so many people were saved.
Another plane stowaway discovered on a Delta flight traveling from Seattle to Honolulu Christmas Eve, but reported today. Flight was taxiing for takeoff when it returned to the gate after a crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board. The flight was delayed more than 2 hours. Looks like the person didn't have a boarding pass. Holiday sales rose this year nearly 4% over last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. This is ABC News. Labor Department says 219,000 people filed for unemployment claims last week, up 1,000 from the week before. Scary moments outside Macy's in New York City when a cab jumped the curb just feet from the doors of the department store.
Authorities tell us that that driver behind the wheel, who was just 58 years old, was having some form of a medical episode, and that taxi cab had plowed into multiple people, including a mother and her 9-year-old son. We're told that they are from Australia. The good news is they are expected to be okay.
ABC's Phil Tate. Crowdfunding for the defense fund for the man accused of killing a healthcare chief in Manhattan has nearly reached $210,000. Luigi Mangione has pleaded not guilty to murder and terrorism charges. Company behind Facebook and Instagram may be ready to try to put a computer monitor in your face. Financial Times says Meta, working on adding displays to its Ray-Ban smart glasses, could be used for notifications or responses from AI. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying, just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Sean Maloney. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robert Voss says he'll form a Government Operation and Transparency Committee.
So I'm excited about that also as a way for us to not say, how do we just spend more money? It's how do we drive efficiency so that the people who live in Wisconsin can afford to stay here, but also expect the services that they have come to want in a way that's much more meaningful and in a way that's much more efficient.
Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's Doge Committee, led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Insights into the dark motivations of the Madison school shooter.
The Wisconsin State Journal reports social media accounts believed to belong to Abundant Life Christian School shooter Natalie Rupnow indicate the 15-year-old spent time in online forums where violent videos and white supremacist beliefs are common. Rupnow would have had access to that sort of material on platforms popular with other school shooters like Discord and Telegram. Investigators are still sorting through evidence to try and determine Rupnow's motivations for fatally shooting a teacher and a fellow Abundant Life student and wounding six others before killing herself just over a week and a half ago. In Madison, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Spokesperson Brenna Knapp says AAA is integrating its roadside assistance calls with a pair of GPS providers. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or AAA technician on the roadside. Knapp says nationally, every other week, a roadside technician dies on the road as a first responder. Knapp says users will have the feature automatically integrated and no registration is required. Knapp says AAA hopes the new feature will reduce unnecessary roadside deaths in Wisconsin.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Spotty sprinkles this afternoon turn into widespread, persistent rain overnight. Continuing throughout the morning and into tomorrow afternoon, we're also battling fog. Thick at times with visibility less than a mile as the warm, moist air moves in. High temperatures will reach the low 40s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Corn and cattle are working to post upside breakouts. Soybeans and meal are building upside momentum, while lean hogs, wheat, and soybean oil are stuck in a sideways trading range. And do not look now, but corn and soybean prices are looking vulnerable to a little South American drought talk.
Live from the other side of Christmas, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Austin Schroeder from a market analyst at Bruger Ag Marketing. And I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
Yeah, it does.
Man,
I royally
screwed that up. Austin Schroeder, a market
Austin
analyst
Schroeder.
At Brugler Ag Marketing. Jeez.
Yeah. We'll find out about Austin. It's his first time on.
This is going to be great. This will be great. And I wonder what he knows about those trout down in South America.
It's not.
They are, from what I hear, the trout are persistent.
It's not
down
trout
there.
Talk. Hmm? It is drought. Drought talk.
You're saying drought. That does make a lot more sense.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. You know, hey, if this was outdoors on the farm, I'd be happy to do a little bit of trout talk.
Well, sure. Well, sure. Yeah.
But it's not. This is AgriTalk, formerly known as AgriTalk After the Bell, formerly known as Market Rally.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. So as long as that's all going, I think we ought to stick with the drought talk.
Seems like an awful lot of aliases for a couple of guys that have nothing to hide. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, what's
that's
with
right.
that?
Hmm. Yeah, I hear you.
Perhaps
hear
if we have time, we could have sauerkraut talk.
Sauerkraut talk.
Anytime that you want to do that, we can start talking German foods.
I'm ready now.
With the with the Wiener Schnitzels.
Mm-hmm. The Braten.
And, Bratwurst.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah.
I mean to tell you. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis. And as you can tell, we might all still be recovering from some sort of a food coma.
In my case, it's a pork hangover, I'm afraid.
Pork hangover. You must be like super smart today, though.
I'm not. That's the thing. I think I did it wrong. Oh. I don't know what happened. It might maybe tomorrow it'll catch up.
Oh, man. Well, I hope so. I hope so. All right. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
It's all the 2024 is coming to an end very quickly.
Yeah. It is. It is.
Yep, no doubt about it. But we've got some ground that we're going to cover with Austin. Like I said, it's Austin's first time on the show. Looking forward to getting to know him and finding out what he's got going there at Brugler Ag Marketing. So we've got a lot of learning to do today. And we've got these markets to talk about. What a move in the cattle complex. Holy smokes.
Uh-huh.
And when you take a look at what the chart looks like on corn, we should probably start with just when we get Austin on here, mm-hmm. with just a general impression of what's happening in this corn market.
Yeah.
Because when you take a look at what's happening on the chart side of things, it's an impressive move that we've got going right now. All right, buddy, let's get to the markets. What do you got?
Well, Chip, wheat futures posted solid gains, but were a followers for most of the day. March soft red winter wheat futures opened steady and slipped to within a quarter of a penny of support at Tuesday's low before prices recovered to spike resistance at Tuesday's high. The high range close has chart watchers targeting resistance at the December 18 high of 554 and a quarter. Trade sources indicate Algeria has been very active in the wheat market this week, potentially booking 1 million metric tons. That would be the biggest one-time purchase by Algeria in the past 7 years.
Wow.
March hard red winter wheat futures were 7¾ cents higher today, 551.5. March SOW up 6¼ to 541. March spring wheat closed at 594, up 4½ cents. Chip?
Boy, if you are looking for something that defines value buying, take a look at what Algeria is doing, because it's one of the biggest wheat importers in the world. Mm-hmm. They get aggressive when they think it's a good buy, and here they are getting aggressive and covering their needs. So this should be good news, not only for the Russian wheat market and the Ukrainian wheat market, but it should help out the U.S. and the Canadian and the Australian markets, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chip, March corn futures opened steady and on session lows and then rallied to trade at the highest level since June 26 and a close near session highs. March corn posted the fifth consecutive higher close as upside momentum has been building. Domestic and export demand for corn has been good, but the latest push to the upside has been driven by the trend toward drier conditions in Argentina and southern Brazil. Soils have dried out, and there's very little chance for rain in the region for the next 10 days, but the lack of heat is reportedly limiting crop stress there. March corn is trading above short and long-term momentum indicators, encouraging money managers to stay on the buy side of the market. March corn futures 5¼ cents higher today, 453¾. May corn up 5½ cents to 460½. July corn futures closed at 463¾, up 6½ cents today, Chip.
Highest level since June 26. Now think about what the market conditions were at that time. We're on the way down.
Yeah.
Okay. So keep that in mind, but boy, it's been a while since we've been north of $4.50. So it was a nice move in that corn market today.
Well, the drier weather trend in Argentina and southern Brazil is also helping to support soybean and bean meal futures. January soybeans gapped higher on this morning's open and slipped back to fill the gap and to test support at 975, and then rallied to post double-digit gains by mid-morning. Soybean futures used the rally in soybean meal to hold on to most of the gains and to post a close just below the opening range. January soybean oil futures have traded at 40 cents in each of the last 7 sessions, but today posted the lowest close since September 16. January soybean futures 12¾ higher at 988. March beans up 16, 997¼. July beans closed at 10.18½. Chip, that's up 17¼ cents.
Yeah, man, talk about markets going in different directions here. January soybean meal today up $12.80.
Mm-hmm.
12.80, and we had the January bean oil down 37 points. That's an impressive divergence right there. Mm-hmm.
Well, March cotton today was 3 points lower at 68.75. Turning to the livestocks, February fat cattle futures opened higher and near session lows, and then rallied sharply to close at the highest level since December 13. Heavyweight choice graded boxed beef prices surged $3.84 this morning, with select boxes up 98 cents. Movement was excellent at 145 loads. February fat cattle today, $2.72.5 higher at $190.10. January feeder futures rallied $3.45 to close at $259.30. And on the snout side, lean hog futures felt heavy throughout the session and needed sharp gains in the cattle complex to manage a mixed close. February lean hog futures down 17.5, 84.20. April hogs up 7.5 cents to 89.25. Chip Flory.
Yeah. All right. So we had a big beef clearance holiday, and we come back first day after it, move 145 loads the day after, the morning.
Morning.
After Christmas, with prices sharply higher like that, boy, demand could be back in this cattle market. We'll talk with Austin about that and what it might mean for this market going forward. Coming up next, Austin Schroeder, Brugler Ag Marketing, right here on AgriTalk. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.76%. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk. And as I understand it, the Chiefs and Steelers then afterward went out apple picking and to a small town Christmas festival, and then they all realized that they've been spending too much time at work and that they need to spend some more time at home with their wives and families. It was really a nice thing dude, Netflix put on yesterday.
Yeah, I hear you. That's awesome. That's
it's terrific.
You know, it took on the holiday theme there, didn't
that's
it?
Right. That's
it was
right.
Very nice.
You know,
very
we nice. All learned a little something about ourselves along the way.
Right, you know? Right. And we can all be one big happy family. It all works out in the end. Yep. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us for a conversation with Austin Schroeder. Austin is with Brugler Ag Marketing, and he joins us right now. Austin, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
I am great. It is good to be here.
Good. Glad that you are here. First time. A new voice here on AgriTalk. So take a little bit of time. Tell us about yourself. What was the path that got us to where we are?
Oh, if I spoke the true path, we'd be here till 5 o'clock tonight. But I grew up in South Central Nebraska down there, close to Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney area down there in the Tri-Cities. And growing up, we grew up on a farm. Grandparents and parents had a farm down there, and grew up growing corn and beans and showing cattle and 4-H down there. And eventually went on to University of Nebraska and kind of studied in animal science, and eventually worked my way into the feed yard industry, and all of a sudden got married and needed to find a job. Took me to Omaha and started with Alan Brugler at Brugler Marketing. And so the ag analysis, I guess, market analysis began.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well, if that's where you learned it, you had a good teacher.
I agree.
Yeah. Now, did you say all of a sudden you found yourself married? Did it happen like overnight or something like that?
Well, no, it didn't happen overnight, but it was not a lot of there are a few yards in the Omaha area, but
yeah,
looking for more of an inside job on a horseback in the middle of winter gets a little bit chilly.
I hear you. All right, man, let's get on to this. I do want to start with corn, because it feels like this market has really got something going. Now, I understand that I may have just cursed it for tomorrow going into the weekend. But after the kind of move that we've had, a little bit of a setback, we should be able to absorb that just fine, because it feels like there's some upside momentum in corn. Do you feel it?
Yeah, I definitely feel the upside momentum here. I mean, you have to like today's action. You basically bumped up against some resistance here on this March chart. You had kind of an October high that had been up there around 452 and a quarter. And a 200-day moving average, which kind of stopped everything back in May and stopped things earlier here this fall. So you like closing above both those levels. If you can scoot on higher, you've kind of been in this rising uptrend here since the middle of October. And I mean, you kind of have to like today's action in terms of a breakout. Now, I will say that it is a little bit thinner market at the moment, so
yeah.
Be wary of that. But we have definitely done, at least technically speaking, a little bit of chart damage to the upside here.
Yeah, the thing that might with the low volume in the markets and the move that we have seen over the past 5 days, it does concern me that are we all of a sudden going to price ourselves out of the demand markets in a low volume environment? Now, I don't think we've done that yet, have we?
No, we definitely haven't. I mean, you look at the export pattern that we've seen here. We've been shipping, I guess, and selling both on the export market well ahead of the pace needed to meet that USDA projection, even though it is a record number. I don't think we've priced ourselves out there. You know, we're still fairly competitive with the Brazilians. Now you have the currency issue with the real kind of weakening off to some of the lowest on record versus the dollar. So that's a little concerning. But in terms of, export time period, this is typically when Brazil controls the market, and we're still getting quite a few corn vessels out to, whether it's the Gulf or whatnot. And obviously, if you look at kind of the ethanol, I think the margins have been tightening down here on that side. So, you know, that may not be, you know, the best thing here. You know, maybe pricing a little bit on the demand side for ethanol. But, you know, I think so far we've done pretty good here.
Yeah. Well, and I think in most cases it's showing us that demand is holding up in the basis markets. There's some areas of weakness, but generally speaking, we haven't seen a big setback in basis, have we?
Yeah, no, the basis market's been pretty good. You know, I haven't heard any, you know, extreme basis pushes here, but there definitely hasn't been basis dropping off either. It's kind of holding up here even as the market is creeping higher.
Yeah, yep. So, I hesitate to even talk about this too much right now, Austin, but dang, is it the dry weather in Argentina and southern Brazil? Is that part of this?
Well, I think that's more so if you look over on the bean side of things.
Okay.
I think the corn definitely has a pretty picture. If you kind of look at corn, beans, or wheat, it's got the prettiest background, I guess you could say, the prettiest setup here for kind of a bullish environment. I mean, you look at USDA and how they're handling the balance sheet this year. They're trimming that ending stocks number down to below to from where we were last year. Right, we have tightening stocks this year, and you have a pretty large net long. I guess it's not an extremely large net long, but you do have a net long in that corn market. That if they want to, you know, push that thing, they sure can. And so, you know, overall, in terms of you're looking at the stocks, you know, if you look at first quarter use, I think we've pretty much eaten up any increased supplies that we had from last year. Now I know the production number was down, but you had 400 million bushel larger carryover from the year prior. So you had about 200 million bushel, according to USDA's balance sheet, that you had to eat up. And, you know, according to my calculations, I think we've eaten up pretty much all of it here in that first quarter. So you look at the next three quarters and trying to price in demand numbers. And, you know, I think we're setting up a pretty good picture on the corn.
Okay. We're not that far away from the next supply and demand report, which is going to come with the quarterly grain stocks report, which is going to come with the annual production summary. Is winter wheat seedings in there too? I think it is. That's out on January 10th. Just looking at the balance sheet, are you anticipating much movement in the numbers, either on the supply or the demand side of things for corn?
Well, this is going to be that final crop production number. So we're going to get the final tally there. So that obviously I'll be looking for a change there. I wouldn't necessarily be looking for a huge demand change. I think USDA kind of, you know, made their shift there. I wouldn't look for them to change the export number this month. I could eventually look at them changing the ethanol number, but I doubt they do it this month unless they cut a bunch off or add a bunch to that supply side, you know, if they have a big change on that.
All right. Very good. Very good. What about on the soybean balance sheets? What are your thoughts in this market? I mean, the last couple of days have been pretty good in the meal and the beans, but oil isn't doing us any favors in the soy complex.
Yeah, by all means. I mean, if you look at the balance sheets, I don't think there's going to be too many changes, you know, outside of, you know, maybe a production shift. You know, I don't think USDA is going to do much with exports. I don't see for a reason to increase that number or, for that matter, decrease. We're looking at a pretty, you know, meeting the USDA projection with the pace we've run so far. So, and then crush, has been pretty phenomenal. We did come a little light, I believe, on the, NOPA number here this last month, but we've been, you know, so far running a pretty good pace here on crush. You know, I know if you spoke on the bean meal, or excuse me, bean oil kind of dragging things down. You know, we're you know, have pretty, you know, good supplies of or not supplies, but we're increasing crush here, which is obviously adding to the bean oil. And you know, we're using it up, but I still think there's some issues with the credit values kind of just keeping a lid on the price that bean oil can go.
Well, yeah, without any certainty on what the tax credit situation might be, it's hard. Nobody's going to make a commitment in that kind of a situation, are they?
Yeah, for sure. And so I think when you look at some of this bean action, it's definitely been the meal that's helping things out.
Yeah, yep, no doubt about that. And that meal market, I don't know anybody that would look at, well, geez, the way that it crept up there today, we're getting away from $300. All of a sudden, the value buy is starting to slip away from us, isn't it, in meal?
Yeah. By all means, the value is decreasing. I mean, we just looked at 8-year lows, I believe, since 2016 on the bean oil here. So, that's definitely going to be something we're looking to here.
All right, man. We are off and running in the conversation with Austin Schroeder, Brugler Ag Marketing. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the soy complex. Then we got to find out what Austin thinks about cattle next.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farming for Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more, all while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where March hard red winter wheat futures were 7¾ cents higher at 551.5. March soft red wheat up 6¼ cents to 541. March corn futures were 5¼ cents higher at 453.75. July corn futures closed at 463.75. That's up 6½ cents. January soybean futures 12¾ cents higher on the day, 988. March beans up 16, 997¼. March cotton today was 3 points lower at 68.75. On your livestocks, February fat cattle $2.72 higher at 190.10. January feeders rallied $3.45 to close at 259.30. And February lean hog futures down 17½ cents to 84.20. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Spotty sprinkles this afternoon turn into widespread, persistent rain overnight, continuing throughout the morning and into tomorrow afternoon. We're also battling fog, thick at times with visibility less than a mile, as the warm, moist air moves in. High temperatures will reach the low 40s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are in the middle of a conversation with Austin Schroeder, Brugler Ag Marketing. Austin, during the break, I'm thinking about just simple money management. And when you see a move like we are seeing or we saw today in soybean meal, in soybeans, repositioning of some money has got to have a role in the kind of moves that we saw today, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think especially on the meal side, you're definitely seeing some short covering happening. If you look back at the Commitment of Traders report from Friday, the data is about a week and a half old now, but as of last Tuesday, there were a net short of just over 88,000 contracts of futures and options. And so when you look at that, they moved basically from 100,000 contracts net long to 88,000 contracts net short in about a 2.5 month time period. And now they have this record net short. And you're looking at a Argentina weather pattern that is shifting a little bit drier here. And, you know, there are some concerns that you're looking at a drier weather and maybe a smaller crop at Argentina. So definitely is causing a lot of those meals to meal shorts to take cover and run here.
Yeah. Yep. You know, the way that this meal market is trading, the livestock guys had better be paying attention here because they were looking for opportunities to get meal booked. The opportunity was there, and it might already be getting away from them. I mean, the January meal gapped higher today and took off.
Yeah, and we bought meal here earlier this week, and it's definitely something that, you know, we hit the, or I guess spiked the 2020 low that we had from back in COVID, and basically hit the lowest prices since 2016, and things got cheap enough to where I think the specs decided to cover, and you obviously have this weather event, and guys need to be keeping an eye on that meal, and definitely the cheap meal pattern is definitely getting a little less cheap here at the moment.
Gotcha. Okay, let's talk wheat here real quickly because we get the important data coming out January 10. Taking a look at the balance sheet, supply and demand side, do you see any big shifts in trends that we have got going in this wheat trade?
Yeah, well, I think on the wheat side, you're looking at a pretty cheap market here at the moment. I think when you look at where the world stocks are, now I know the U.S. stocks are a little bit different environment, but if you look at the world stocks, and especially if you take out China out of the equation, they don't ship a whole lot on the export market here. They pretty much buy everything and are self-sufficient. And so if you take China out of the equation there, we have the tightest stocks to use ratio since 07, 08 with China out of that equation. And, you know, the wheat picture, it looks a lot better. Now, if Russia was out of the equation, it'd look a whole lot better. But, you know, they've kind of undercut the world market, you know, here over the last few years, especially trying to get that export tax on things. And it's just kind of put a pressure here on the rest of the world here. And so I think, you know, when you look at that environment, a lot of the supplies in the wheat market are, you know, on that northern hemisphere. So they align with the U.S. pretty good. And so the supply time period on the wheat gets a little bit tighter as you look out next spring. And so I think, especially with Russia considering some export quotas here, during that spring time period, I think that the best potential for wheat to have a rally here is in the next few months. But it's definitely if there's some fund managers looking for a cheaper ag product to go long in here, I think that's definitely the wheat market.
Can wheat be a leader, Austin, or does it have to be corn?
Well, I think corn's definitely been the leader, and it's kind of been held back here by the wheat. You know, I don't think that the wheat's necessarily going to be the leader, but I definitely think it has value in terms of, providing support in terms of if it can get a little bit of rally, it's going to lean over a little bit of support to the corn market, because wheat gets too cheap, then it starts getting fed down in the southern plains and obviously takes that out of the corn balance sheet.
Yeah. All right. Cattle. Let's talk about what's going on in that market. Good grief. Morning trade today was excellent. 145 loads, I think it was, at higher prices on both the choice and select heavies. That was an impressive morning of trade, and it translated into gains in the complex.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. I mean, on the cattle side, you know, I think the box beef is definitely kind of what caps these things. When you look at the Packer margins here lately, they've been pretty tight. The Packers haven't made a whole lot of money, and that obviously limits what they can pay up for the cattle. And so when you have days like today where there's obviously some decent demand in there, and you're seeing a little bit of an uptick here in the box beef prices, kind of creeping back towards the 320 level on the choice, it definitely provides a little bit of a spillover support, to the futures market. Assuming that the cash market can kind of follow along here. I know we've been anywhere from 190 to 195 here in the last week. We haven't seen any trade here this week, but I'd look for that to get kicked off here over the next day or so.
Yeah.
Fully expect to see that steady, if not maybe a tick higher in some areas.
Yeah. Yeah. And after today, I would think that the futures have got higher cash trade already factored in for this week, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you look at where the December board is, it's at 192, almost 193 here. And, you know, again, last week on a low end, we were sitting 190, 191. So, you know, they are factoring in a little bit higher prices.
Yep.
Obviously, the December contract expires next week and would have to, you know, theoretically converge with the cash market, by then. But it definitely is factoring in a little bit of a higher cash trade.
Okay. I don't know if this is a fair question or not, but I'm going to ask it, Austin. Which would surprise you more, a $25 rally in cattle or a $25 break?
To be honest, I would say probably a $25 rally in cattle. Again, just based off of the fact that the box beef prices are, again, kind of being some sort of a cap. I mean, if you get a $25 rally, you're looking at 220 to 225 cash. And, yeah. I think that's... 215, 210, 215 cash. And I think that's a little hard to do, just given, some of these, what the box beef is doing. Again, it's kind of been a cap in terms of where the cash market can go. And we really haven't seen much break above that $325 level all year. Now I say that, but if we can get, a rally in that box beef, I think you can get a little bit of a resurgence there up towards that $200 level. But I think there's some definite, reluctance for the consumer and or the retailers to kind of pay up that far for the beef to this point anyways.
Yep. 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 I think that's good observations there. Okay. What did you learn from 2024?
What did I learn from 2024? Well, to be honest, quite a bit in terms of market relation. I think when you look back at the market, there was a lot of reluctance to sell, especially forward contract sales and some of the, especially on the corn and bean side when we had the market looking at, $5 or so. We kind of stared at that and obviously fell lower. So I think, the definite takeaway is, when you're looking at some of these price levels, don't wait for the number to get to your number. But if it starts to fading away from you, don't be hesitant to make that sale if it's definitely getting away from you.
Yeah, and I think some of that's going to carry over into 2025. We've got a 2023 emergency relief program, a 2024 emergency relief program, and economic aid payment. Even if cash flow is tight, these payments are going to provide some cash flow or meet some of the cash flow needs for guys. They might shut the door on the corn bin and leave it closed for a while. Is that a risk?
Well, that's always a risk, especially when you've been looking at corn here, I guess maybe not last year, but in years prior where we've been in the fives and sixes, and then you guys see those numbers and they got fairly high cost of productions, and you look at where you need to be and where you need to be to make a profit and where you've been. Now, I think you still have to be disciplined and don't let things get away from you. And if mm-hmm. if you have to make that sale, a lot of times we, especially in the forward contract part of it, you know, looking ahead here, we have make me do it sales in terms of, you know, I don't love, where the market's at. I think it can go higher, but, can also go a lot lower. So, you know, the market kind of, you know, makes me do it, in terms of getting some sales done.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any predictions on 2025?
Well, predictions, I guess the one word I would say is uncertainty. I know that's not really a prediction, but with President-elect Trump coming in office here in just, you know, about 25 days or so, I think there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unknowns associated with what's going to, you know, happen, especially from the trade front and, you know, even from some of the biofuels or RFS standpoint.
Yeah. It seems strange to say that, seeing as this is going to be 2.0 on a Trump administration. But I tell you, from what he did on 1.0 and what he is talking about for 2.0, I couldn't agree with you more, Austin. It is going to be a year of figuring it out as we go and exactly what we're going to have to deal with. Austin, great job, man. Thank you so much. I hope we can do it again.
All right. I appreciate the opportunity.
Outstanding. Austin Schroeder, Brugler Ag Marketing. All right. Davis and I will be right back to wrap up today's AgriTalk.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Here with us today is Dan English, General Manager, FBN Financial. Dan, as farmers consider where to get their land financing, why should they consider FBN?
Well, at FBN Finance, we're really dedicated to serving family farmers and putting farmers first. We've created an experience to provide farmers with all the essential information that they need during their land financing journey. And so on the front end, they can use our free land evaluation tool, AcreVision. They can look at land insights and metrics, soil types, using that product. Then they can use our land calculator to view their estimated rates and fees. And then when they're ready to get pre-qualified, they can use our digital application and then take advantage of our instant approvals for qualifying applications.
Okay, pre-qualification and instant approvals. Explain that some more and tell me how that benefits farmers.
Well, if you're just starting out your process and you're not sure what you can afford or not sure how a lender is going to look at it, pre-qualification gives you that confidence to go out to an auction or, you know, consider a refinance if it's worth the effort to put in the time and effort to get that. And then a pre-approval or an actual approval is great when you want to move quickly. So let's say you win that auction and you've got a limited time period to close. You don't want to spend the first couple weeks thinking around, who's going to give me a loan? We'll let you know right away. It takes less than 15 minutes to fill out the application, and we can get you approved for up to $2.5 million.
Really cool. Dan, how can someone get in contact with your team?
You can get started right now by going to fbn.com/agritalk, or you can call us directly at 833-FBN-LEND. That's L-E-N-D. And right now, for AgriTalk listeners, when you fill out a form to speak with a loan advisor or call us directly and mention AgriTalk, you're eligible to save $500 on closing costs for your land loan over $250,000.
Thank you, Dan. Very cool. That is Dan English, General Manager, FBN Financial.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing that drove us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
As a grower, when you take out a land loan from FBN Finance, you're borrowing more than money. You're borrowing expertise from loan advisors who are often farmers themselves. You're borrowing loan technology that makes smart decisions faster and easier. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here along with your favorite, Chip Flory, here today.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think I teased this on Tuesday, perhaps. I have one more Christmas selection from the AgriTalk Men of Song. I can only play it on one day, and I may never actually be able to play it again in good conscience.
Okay.
Let me let her roll, and we'll work it out when we get to the other side.
Least I think so. I lost track of the time with the tinsel and the mistletoe. Having a fine time. Big days ahead. But first, a long nap on the couch. So I set up the train, hung a sock on a nail, and I looked through the cards people sent in the mail. It all felt pretty good. And as far as I knew, it was the first day after Christmas.
That's all that I do. First day after Christmas. First day after Christmas.
Couple of honeydews, you know. Couple of good long talks with the dog. Days I'm not sure about. Spent more time inside than out.
First day after Christmas. First day after Christmas.
Suddenly it's Tuesday and live via Farm Journal broadcast. Gotta get back, shape it up a little. Get the story straight from the front through the middle. Put down the eggnog, hold on to your cheer. Top off the coffee, forget the reindeer. This is 2024 and who knows what it's for, but we'll find out together. It's the first day after New Year's.
So that was a song that chronicled my activities last year after having taken that week between Christmas and New Year's off.
Right.
So my first day off was the first day after Christmas, and it just seemed like so many possibilities. And here we are now at work.
At work.
On the first day after Christmas.
Christmas in the middle of the week, that'll do it to you, won't it?
Yeah, and it's screwing up the whole thing. I mean, you know, suddenly it's Tuesday and live via Farm Journal broadcast, and then it's 2024, yada yada, at the very end there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can ever play this song again. I think that this moment
that
is
may have
the
been
last
it.
Time. Yeah, that.
Which is too bad, because that's a good one.
It's a nifty one, isn't it?
It is.
See,
it is. They
the wife was like, why don't
they've
you just
outdone
change
themselves.
The words? Yeah, they worked hard on that one. There was a steam on the control room window, I noticed as I walked by while they were doing it.
That would not surprise me at all.
Got all
heated
up. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. Well, Merry Christmas to us all. It's the day after Christmas now.
Day after.
Yeah. So all of these
and we are charging hard into 25.
Oh, yeah. We're ready for it. We got heads down. We are blindly sprinting forward into 2025. It's almost like an underhanded pitch across the plate.
Really?
But the uncertainty is on people's minds.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what are you looking for in 2025? Well, one word,
uncertainty.
You know, and you brought it up, too. We're expecting two different administrations from 1.0 and 2.0.
Yes.
Because of the nature of how, you know, he did it once before. He did it the way you're, quote unquote, supposed to. This time he's going in rogue, dude. He's bringing his own people.
It feels like it.
It really does.
Yep. Yeah. And you're exactly right. When you create something like the Doge, okay? Mm-hmm. When you do that, when you've got someone like RFK Jr. advising at the level that he seems to be.
Yep.
Advising. I mean, there's no reason to doubt that RFK Jr. is having a significant influence on some of the decisions that mm-hmm. President-elect Trump is making.
Yeah.
So you've got Doge, you've got RFK Jr. It's almost like he just decided, listen, the last time through, I put people in place that were in positions that they were in because they had experience.
Mm-hmm.
They knew how things worked. Well, he put them in position and they continue to let things work the way that they have always worked.
Yes.
Even though he said, we're going to change things up and drain the swamp.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's bringing the professional plumbers in now.
Mm-hmm. He's got a guy. He's got a guy for that. Yeah.
I mean, he's got more than one.
Well, you know, and let's ask ourselves.
This is really shaking it up.
would we rather have a bunch of GOP wonks in his ear that are towing the party line? Or are we willing to take a risk here and put these sort of unknown people in his ear instead? I don't know.
Depends on what you want.
Yeah.
From my position as an observer, it's going to be, we knew that it was going to be fascinating theater in Trump 1.0, and it was.
Yeah.
It was. And it led to one of the worst intermissions in the history of theater with the Biden administration.
Mm.
Now, it's time for Act Two, man, and it could just be a complete change up from 1.0. But I think we're going to have to figure it out as we make our way through at least the first 100 days, maybe the first 6 months.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of feeling our way on what exactly is going to be the policies moving forward. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
I'm looking forward to it. And you know, I think the majority of people here in the middle of the country are saying, shake this thing up, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Shake it up.
Give it a shake.
That's right. That's right. Can't blame them a bit for that.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
National Weather Service, 6-10 day outlook, January 1 through 5. Everything's out to 2025 now.
Okay.
Yeah. Near normal temperatures expected in the western and northern production areas. Below normal temperatures expected in the eastern corn belt. We've got below normal precipitation expected in the southern two-thirds of the production areas and near normal to above normal precip in the northern areas. Tomorrow's Friday already. Wiesmeyer, Haney, Michelson, and me with the free-for-all here on AgriTalk.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. Whatever you're craving, from 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. High-level Azerbaijan government source tells ABC News